you know, you could be next. And that makes me kind of sick. You could be the next one to end up stuck in a trunk like a sack of fucking garbage and left on the roadside because some sick and twisted little mama's boy from the fucking backwoods can no longer get it up on mere flesh and bones alone anymore, but he needs the fucking blood. Yeah, he needs the fucking blood, the anonymous life's blood of any fucking female is gonna do in a pinch. And you know, I can understand that. I understand the way that some men take it upon themselves. They think that certainly they were born as some kind of self-appointed psycho surgeon who, after all, just wants to liberate you from your life. Who just wants to liberate your inner organs in search of that secret, sacred secretion which always seems to lie buried somewhere between the spleen and the kidney, because after they get finished stabbing you repeatedly with kitchen fucking utensils, they seem to erupt in some kind of massive orgasm, which is where your time, that's right, time, stops dead. And you know, I can understand completely the need to slaughter, yeah. I can fucking understand the need to slaughter. But why is it always slaughtering the daughters of the mothers and fuckers that condemn men to kill in the first fucking place? And every single one of us just about has been abandoned. We've been left to rot in front of the fucking idiot box, force-fed Oreo cookies, radiation poisoning, probably stuck with a babysitter who was dropping acid and finger-fucking herself off in the telephone in the next room talking to her boyfriend while mommy was down at the bar looking for daddy or daddy's replacement so that she could perpetrate her martyr myths and bring him home to batter into submission the little men that didn't want to grow up to be fucking monsters and madmen. They didn't want to grow up to be maniacs. It's just that they were carrying on in the family tradition. And I don't know what kind of family you come, but my family tradition is abuse, is incest, is rape. And they're just fucking fortunate they died before I had a chance to murder them. And you know, that's where I gotta hand it to the Menendez brothers, my personal heroes of the last few years. Because they were smart, unlike some. They thought about it. They went after the true fucking perpetrators, mommy and daddy dearest. You know, don't give me any of that shit about blood being thicker than fucking water. Oh, blood's thicker than water, all right, but water doesn't leave a fucking scab on the scars that are never gonna heal.